Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's John Hansen in for Bob Surratt this morning. Joseph Lindsley joining us from Lviv Live. Joseph, what are we listening to here?
Bob, good afternoon. Oh, sorry, John, good afternoon from Lviv. Used to that. And this is one of the Christmas carols of Ukraine, especially here in Western Ukraine, this region called Galicia, where despite, the hell of the Soviet tyranny, they held on to their traditions here in the West. And this song is called, it's Dobry Vecher Tobi, good evening to you. And the words go, because three holidays will come to visit you, rejoice. And what is the first holiday? Holy Christmas, rejoice. Oh, rejoice, Earth, the Son of God was born. And as you really, and it's sort of flipped here because, Christmas is really celebrated in the U.S. from Thanksgiving till Christmas Day. And here it's the opposite. It really begins Christmas Eve with the time of preparation. There's a meal that most people still have that is sort of a fast. It's vegetarian. There's no alcohol. And people begin to sing these songs. And then the real celebration begins on Christmas Day and goes for 12 days and really into January. And this is you'll hear these songs throughout, especially in Lviv and in cities throughout the West, people singing these in the streets. And it is such a unique, I think that there's very few places in the world that have held on to their traditions in the way that people in Western Ukraine have. And, which is interesting because Lviv is still, it's a very tech savvy city, especially before the war. It was a city of, with a great startup culture. But there still is this deep sense of tradition that is really fully lived. And as people gather around the tables, Christmas Day and then the subsequent days afterward, really for people in this region, every holiday is at a minimum 3 days. So they do take time to celebrate, even in the wartime, insofar as they can. And you gather around the table, and there, sort of every 5 minutes, there's a toast with homemade spirits, a homemade wine.
Every five and minutes?
Every 5 minutes. And at first, it was sort of it was uncomfortable for me as an American. It was sort of maddening. But one thing I realized is that, how often in our holiday dinners in the U.S., we don't have rituals, and it turns in, after everyone has a few drinks, it turns into fierce arguments, and sometimes not always fierce. But, what I realized that this ritual does is it gives people a mechanism to come together. And I think of the Christmas I was here in Ukraine in January 2022, right before the full-scale invasion, and everyone knew something was coming. There was a sense of, something wicked, this way comes. And sitting around those tables singing, really, it was like a forge of joy to steel ourselves going into whatever the year might bring, and so this is it is a very unique ritual, but it brings people together, and it also it reminds them of their past in history. In many ways, it's like a Shabbat dinner. In fact, the Christmas Eve begins when the first star appears in the night sky, and that's when people begin to gather. And you will see some of this also to the extent they can in the trenches. But it's very interesting that in eastern Ukraine and in Kyiv, people don't celebrate Christmas because during the Soviet times, it was illegal. And the Soviets could, the Russians, Moscow had more of a grip on eastern parts of Ukraine. And so only now, as Ukrainians are getting more united and going deeper into their culture, are people in the East sort of learning these rituals from the people in the West. The rituals that were almost erased. And, so often we hear people talk in America about war on Christmas. There's literally a war on Christmas here because if any parts of Ukraine that are occupied or would be occupied by Russia, these traditions would be illegal. And so this is exactly, this is sort of the heart of the culture we can really see on display at this Christmas time, the heart of what so much of what Ukrainians are seeking to defend. It's not the rituals per se, but it's a sense of how they live in community and freedom with each other. And so that is, I even know several American volunteers who went home and then they came back the past couple of days to be here for Ukrainian Christmas. It is such a real and inspiring time to be here.
Yeah, and you know, I think we talked around this time last year, and I was amazed that there were still decorations up and trees up where possible. It was the first Christmas of the war. Now it's the second one. Paint us a picture of what the streets look like.
Well, you know, if you're in, this, for example, the city of Kharkiv, which is 30 miles from Russia, the city's main Christmas tree is in the subway station for protection. And so it's sort of an underground Christmas in many ways. And in other cities, the Christmas decorations are still up from 2022.
Whoa.
Because Ukrainians tend to keep their decorations up until February, up until sort of Lent begins. And so everything is sort of still frozen in time. Here in Lviv, you know, it has been safer largely, and you do see the decorations are just starting to appear now because people again celebrate the holiday starting on Christmas Day, and so you do feel that sense. And there's many things planned for the coming days, people gathering to sing. In many ways, it'll be very heavy because I can remember a year ago a Christmas gathering of some great musicians and artists in Lviv, and among them were some soldiers, poets and philosophers who had signed up to fight. And one of the most beloved of those soldier poets, who was very much a key part, he had a small break last year at Christmas, has been killed since then. So, of course, there will be a heaviness to it. And even, you know, as we will hear the bells of Christmas ringing throughout the city, you know, we also expect to hear the sound of the air raid alarms. And just a few moments ago, we had the all-clear alarm, but for several hours, all of Ukraine today was under sort of a higher-level alert. There were reports of Russian fighter jets flying over the Russian Federation, which is fairly common, but we had three separate reports that there were Kinzhal hypersonic missiles on the way, including on the way to Lviv. And once you hear that report, you have about 5 to 6 minutes until impact. Hmm. And it turns out each of those was simply Russian electronic warfare, trying to mess with the psychology of the people. But there, fortunately, were no missiles that the Russians have fired today. Although, with the caveat, I was just speaking with a friend from Nikopol, that city across from the largest nuclear plant in Europe, and it's hell there day and night. The Russians are pounding that city day and night without let up. So at the front, near the front, it's still very terrible. But at the moment, it's calm here in Lviv.
I understand you have a message from a soldier for us.
Yeah, you know, indeed, so many of the listeners to this program, some of them have traveled here, like Jim Gamash, we mentioned that the other day. Others have sent support and money. And there's a soldier who goes by the call sign Habib. He actually was in the Ukrainian military. He had just finished his term of service right before the full-scale invasion began, so he went back to fight. His dream is to study agriculture, to be a farmer, and especially now to heal the land from the Russian landmines. But first, they have to win. And we were able to get him a thermal vision that he can use in his work there at the front line. And so he sent this brief. English is, of course, not his language, but he sent this brief thank you to the listeners of WGN.
Thank a lot for this for opportunity to defend my country, my people. You're doing a great job. You're doing great. Thanks a lot once again. You're great.
I think it's impactful to hear that, Joseph.
Yeah, you can just hear. I mean, he was there, you know, somewhere at the edge of hell, and you could just hear the gratitude in his voice. And for anyone who wants to continue to help and support, we welcome donations at UkrainianFreedomNews.com. And there's a lovely artist here in Lviv, Irina, and she made a beautiful icon of the Holy Family, which we'll send to whoever supports the most during these next weeks. So, but thank you, John, and all the WGN crew, and to Bob and Wendy and everyone who's been listening. It really is a great thing to be able to share these reports with you every day as I travel this country. And it's good to know that while many people stop paying attention, that in Chicago, there are people that care about Ukraine and follow these stories every day.
Oh, we have a rich Ukrainian community here and a lot of people that still care and listen. And I'm so thrilled that people are giving and helping. Joseph, these reports are essential. We appreciate them. Stay safe and a Merry Christmas to you, okay?
Merry Christmas. John, by the way, I heard your great true comments yesterday about the how the U.S. is benefiting by resupplying its own weapon stockpile by Ukraine. So thank you for reminding everyone of that. And Merry Christmas, John, and to everyone who's listening.
Thank you, Joseph. We appreciate that.